They spoke to us. Quotes from the October 2007 General Conference. All families need strengthening, from the ideal to the most troubled. That strengthening can come from you. The example of your righteous life will strengthen your family. Mary Ann Cook, Young Women General Presidency. I plead with you to control your tempers, to put a smile upon your faces, which will erase anger. Speak out with words of love and peace, appreciation and respect. If you will do this, your lives will be without regret. President Gordon B. Hinckley. With all the strength of my soul, I testify that our Heavenly Father loves each one of us. He hears the prayers of humble hearts. He hears our cries for help. President Thomas S. Monson. It is the Holy Ghost who testifies that Jesus Christ is the beloved Son of Heavenly Father who loves us and wants us to have eternal life with Him in families. With even the beginning of that testimony, we feel a desire to serve Him and to keep His commandments. President Henry B. Eyring. No member of the Church is esteemed by the Lord as more or less than any other. It just does not work that way. Remember, He is a Father, our Father. The Lord is no respecter of persons. President Boyd K. Packer. Eternal principles will take root in us as we take time not only to read the teachings of the prophets and the scriptures, but also to ponder them in the spirit of prayer. Elder Walter F. Gonzalez. Enduring to the end is a process filling every minute of our life, every hour, every day, from sunrise to sunrise. It is accomplished through personal discipline, following the commandments of God. The restored gospel of Jesus Christ is a way of life. It is not for Sunday only. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf. End of the section, They Spoke to Us.